My guest at this time is Herb Meyer. He is the founder of Storm King Press, but before that, he served as special assistant to then-CIA Director William Casey. He also served as vice chairman of the CIA's National Intelligence Council. In addition, he is more recently the producer and host of the video documentary The Siege of Western Civilization, and he is now the author of an updated version of Why is the World So Dangerous? We'll talk about that in a moment, but we also want to get Herb's insights into the damage done potentially by the WikiLeaks dump of CIA documents, and also the larger question in recent weeks about whether there exists an organized group of politically motivated people inside the intelligence community who might be working to undermine the President of the United States. And Herb, it's very good to have you with us, as always.
Good to be with you.
Well, let's start with the more recent story, and that's that CIA methods in some cases have been revealed with these latest WikiLeaks leaks, and some of them include methods such as smartphones, smart TVs, ways that people might not even think that the government could be monitoring them. What is the damage of revelations like this, in addition to making these tactics likely to be less successful in the future? What is the impact on the intelligence community?
Well, the damage is exactly what you say, which is our intelligence service may no longer be able to access information they need to prevent an attack. So that's as serious as it gets. But the other part of your question is also serious, which is this discredits the CIA and the intelligence service. You know, we're living in an age when rumors go all over the place and news is unchecked, and, you know, you can never tell the difference between a fact and an allegation. So once again, the idea is out there that the CIA is spying on everybody. You know, when you turn your television off, they're still listening to your conversation, kind of thing. And that does an enormous amount of damage to our credibility as a country and to citizens. So it's really very, very damaging, whatever the facts turn out to be. And we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Talk briefly, at least from the time you are at the agency, about how carefully the CIA guards privacy.
Well, we guarded it pretty extensively, but in all fairness to everybody today, we didn't have cell phones.
Right.
And we didn't have the kind of, you know, ultra-swishy TVs we have now. They were the big, boxy sorts of things. So you couldn't even do that kind of thing. And there was obviously a clear line between we looked overseas, and if it was something here in the United States, the FBI dealt with it. So the line was a little thicker, a little brighter then. But in all fairness to everyone, it's a different world now.
It's obviously been a few years since the Edward Snowden leaks from the time he was a contractor at the NSA. We don't know exactly what the source of this particular leak is, but how difficult is it to track this down?
Apparently not all that difficult. Now, again, it's too late. The horse has left the barn and all that. But apparently they'll be able to figure out what happened. And there's a deeper issue here. Look, whatever happened is very serious. We can all agree on that. Since 9/11, our intelligence service has been making a fundamental mistake. They came to the conclusion that 9/11 happened because they didn't have enough information. Now, to some extent, that was true. But, you know, it's never enough. It's a trap. If you're not careful, you try and know everything about everything, and you wind up knowing nothing about nothing. You know, if you're cooking dinner for your family, you can go to the supermarket, and then you say, gee, I wonder what they have at Whole Foods, and then I wonder what they have at Trader Joe's. And before you know it, it's, you know, 7 o'clock, and you're still shopping. At some point, you have to just stop and say, wait a minute, I've got enough. And what they've been doing is trying to collect everything about everything, and you just can't do that. And then when you try and collect everything about everything, you wind up losing it.
Let me move on to the other issue that's clearly dominated in recent weeks. Do you need to deal with that?
Can you hang on a second?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah.
Hi, Herb, it's me. It's 10 after 12, and I'm heading up to Bellingham right now. I'm at Fred Meyer in Burlington, so I'm heading up to Trader Joe's. Okay, talk to you later, and I'll leave my phone on, but I'm driving. Okay, bye.
Sorry about that.
No worries.
Mrs. Meyer making an important emergency trip to Trader Joe's. happens when you live on an island. Sorry about that.
Very nice. Oh, no. Okay. That's one of the beauties of taping. So we'll pick it up in three, two, one. Let's move on to the other issue that's really dominated headlines recently. And you mentioned the difference between fact and allegation can be blurred. And there's a lot of people who want to believe things based on their political affiliation and so forth. But whether it's allegations that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia or that the Obama administration was surveilling the Trump campaign and so forth, there's been a lot of allegations that there is friction inside the intelligence community. And rather than it being entirely in service to the President of the United States and the American people, there are people there now with a political agenda. Perhaps they're originally a political appointee and they moved to a career position and so forth. But anyway, there are factions within the community that seek to undermine the president if he doesn't line up with them politically. What's your experience on that, and what do you know, if anything, about it more recently in whether that exists and to what extent it's a problem?
Well, here's what's so troubling about it. This is a classic case of what's wrong with Washington, D.C. You can never get to the bottom of anything. You can never get anything straight. It's like trying to read a book while someone throws sand in your eyes. No, the president has access to every document in the executive branch. There's nothing that you can keep from a president. So why doesn't President Trump simply call the directors of the FBI, the CIA, and the NSA and say, get in here with everything you've got on this and let's take a look? And the president also has the absolute authority to declassify anything. If he wanted to, he could declassify the nuclear launch code. So why can't we get our hands on this stuff? Why can't we just see it? If there was a FISA request that was denied last spring, somebody wrote the request. Somebody signs it. The document exists. Let's see it. If there was a FISA request that was approved in October, let's see that. And then if anything was approved and there are tapes, recordings, whatever it is, transcripts, let's see them. So people like me are going nuts about this. Why can't we get to the bottom of it? Why can't we get it straight? And that's what I don't understand. And no one's been able to explain that to me.
I was going to have you answer your own question, but I guess you just did.
Well, you know, but here's the point. If you accused me on air of keeping a giant stuffed teddy bear in the trunk of my car, I could demand a retraction, I could threaten to sue you, or I could pop open the trunk of my car and we could take a look. Okay? Well, you know, we have a president who's, in effect, on our side as opposed to the last president. So why doesn't he just get his hands on it and say, here, this is what there was, or there's nothing? I don't understand why this takes more than 10 minutes to get straight. Remember, we never got to the bottom of Benghazi, but that's because the people in the White House were trying to keep us from getting straight answers. Why can't we get straight answers now? And that's what I don't understand.
Herb, any experience from your time at the CIA of people who perhaps opposed various policies, leaking things to the press that they wanted to get out there to either embarrass the agency or embarrass the president?
About twice a week. Yeah,
so that's nothing new.
There'd be a conversation on the seventh floor of the CIA, and the next day it would be in the Washington Post. It's absolutely amazing.
So that's nothing new.
That's nothing new. Hmm. No, and again, it's not deep state. You know, that's sort of an over-dramatic version of it. The same thing is happening at EPA. It happens at the Agriculture Department. You know, but people like us don't pay as much attention to that. So it's not a deep state thing. Are there some people in the intelligence service who would have preferred another candidate had won the election? Probably. But I don't think it's a giant conspiracy. And again, what's just so frustrating is the president can get to the bottom of it. So why can't we get to the bottom of it? And I just don't understand that.
Let's move on to your latest.
Sorry if that wasn't a good answer.
No, that's a fantastic book. That's a fantastic answer. It sounds like you prefer traditional methods over Twitter in examining these things.
Well, here's what I can't understand. If he read a report somewhere that he was being wiretapped, if I read the report that I was being wiretapped, there's nothing I can do except send out a Twitter. If you're the president, you pick up the phone, you call the director of NSA, and you say, get in here. Bring me what you got. And you get it straight. And I don't understand why that doesn't happen.
Herb Meyer is the founder of Storm King Press. He's a former special assistant to then-CIA Director William Casey, also served as vice chairman of the CIA's National Intelligence Council, producer and host of the documentary The Siege of Western Civilization, and now the author of the updated version of Why is the World So Dangerous? I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.